Hello, this is Badway Road Center Podcast, episode 100, December 14th, 2009. The podcast for English language student by English language student at St. Clair's, Oxford. Hello, my name is Dohan. Today, joining me today, Tai. Hello, Tai.
Hello, my name is Tai. We are students at St. Clair, Oxford. In this show, we are going to hear students from GO2 talk about music. This is Jazzy from Qatar.
Hello, Jazzy.
Hi, Dohan. How are you?
Can I ask some question?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Do you like music?
I'm really hating music.
Hate?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I think it wastes time, and sometimes it makes me sad. So, yeah.
So you don't like your country music?
Song? Just my country anthem.
But I think Christian music is good.
Because, you know, I don't have enough time to listen to music. So if I listen it just like that, so it's okay. But some people just, they mad about music. So they care about music, the last one. So I'm not like that.
Oh, so you don't listen to music on your free time or pleasure time?
Yeah, sometimes.
But I'm
not interested in music.
So what kind of music you listen to your free time?
Arabic music.
Arabic music.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay. The other question. Would you let your children be a musician?
Sorry, could you repeat your question, please?
Would you let your children be a musician?
If you had children.
Okay.
Would you let your children to...
to be a musician?
Yes, like pianist or...
He or she really wants to be a...
No, never. If I have children, they want to be a musician, I'll kill him.
Yeah.
Because I think musicians, they are stupid guys.
So you think...
Yeah, I want them to be a professor, doctor, something... useful for the society, not something will harm the society.
I don't think so.
Politician like that.
Yeah, because many musicians, they are able to do some very good thing for the whole or mankind.
I don't think so. I think that musician give a stupid thing for the world and become the world become crazy, mad.
So you don't think the music can improve our life quality?
And sometimes if they use it in good way.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, a lot of musicians now they use it in bad way.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
What do you think the good way? what do you mean? The good way.
If they just say good word and without you mean the video clip, is it good? I think this one very important.
Oh, so I think you had music. It's like pop music, like rock, not rock music. Some words is not, they use some slang.
Stupid word.
It's okay.
Okay, thank you for judging.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
This is Livia from Belgium.
Belgium. Yeah. Hi.
Hello.
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 Do you like music?
Yeah, I like music. It depends on what kind of music, but generally I like it.
Just generally?
Yeah.
So, can you tell me some little bit specific things that is most interested in? What kind of music do you interested in?
What kind of music I mean doesn't mean? It depends with who I listen music, because like when I'm with my friends, I usually listen music like radio music. But if I'm with my sisters or with my father, it's more French music.
French music?
Yeah, French music.
What is
French music is French singer.
Or chanson.
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 Chansons. Hungry jazz.
Chansons.
Chansons.
Ah. Yeah, or, I don't know, Forestier ou Brassens. Brassens ou... Brassens.
It's a singer or...
Yeah, it's a former singer, but more old, but...
Oh. Could you recommend your favorite chanson thing? You most, if you want to introduce chanson, the album or some...
In what kind of music?
Chanson. Probably, my pronounce is wrong, but
yeah.
Chanson, yeah, singer or like a song or album. If you want to recommend.
I don't know. Because I don't have a good memory to know the name of the song.
Mm.
It's what I say to you before. So, and it's the same for the name of my friend. Sometimes I forget the name. So, if it's the name for a person, the name of a thing, the name of a singer, I don't have a good memory to this. So it's difficult for me. But I can answer another question if you want.
Could you sing a piece of the chanson for the
idiot?
Yes, I think it's very interesting.
Yeah.
A piece of song.
Just piece of a piece of music, probably just 5 seconds or 10 seconds. You can just
No, I don't know which. Seriously, I would like, but I don't know which.
Okay. We change another question.
I would like if you give me, if I, for example, with my iPad, I like sing and also invent lyrics, but like this without soundtrack, without anything.
Do you bring your iPad?
No, I don't have my iPad.
Okay, we change another. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, some people think classical music is boring. What do you think the classical music?
Me, personally, I like classical music because I'm born in a classical music family. My grandparents play instrument and my mom is pianist. So I know a lot about classical music, so it's not boring for me. Yeah, it's boring when my mom play and sing opera in all the house and I won't walk or I won't just sleep, but I like it.
Mm.
I go often on concerto and sometimes my mom make concerts, so yeah, I enjoy listening to her.
It's like salon. You mean a concert salon? It's in your house you have.
In my house, like, and salon. Outside in a theater.
Oh, public.
Music, yeah.
Maybe I think you can play some instrument.
I know play piano, but I don't play. I stopped. But I know. But yeah, now I. You know what? I didn't play piano since 4-5 years.
Yes.
I have never touched again a piano.
So, which composer is your favorite for classical music? Because I think you know classical very well. So.
Beethoven.
Oh, Beethoven! Yes.
Yeah. And Mozart. Mozart is a genius. I think.
It's classical. It's pure like classical.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you.
This is Yao from China. Hello, Yao.
Hi, Doan, Nantai.
Hello.
Okay, do you like music?
Yes, I like it.
Do you like Chinese music? Could you introduce about this?
Yes. Mm. I think I like Chinese pop music. I think my favorite Chinese singer is Che Chou. Yeah, it's very famous in China.
Okay, now it's important thing is man or woman?
Of course, it's a man.
Man.
Oh yeah.
Yes. Okay.
And are you interested in Chinese traditional music, like Chinese opera? In Beijing or something.
Yes, and if the other countries people when they are listening to Chinese traditional music, it's very loud, noisy. So how do you? What do you think about this?
When I was very young, with my grandfather and grandmother listened to the Beijing opera, I also sit next to them to hear it. But I think maybe I'm too young, so I can't understand. So I feel it is noisy. Yeah.
Did you remember some melody of the Chinese opera? I think they have some very classical melody, very
high. Yes, very special.
Special, yeah. Yes. Like,
I think I can't remember.
Have you been to any concert in China? Like you
yes,
really like?
Yes, or in UK?
No, I think. Because if some concert I want to go, but the ticket is very expensive and the seat was very very far, so I want just maybe want to see on the TV.
Oh, you mean that the seat is far from the stage? So,
yes.
So you think you prefer to stay at home?
Yeah.
To listen to the music.
But some people, they are usually go to the concert. Why they do this? How do you think about this?
I think if you go to the concert, someone think you can get near to the to your favorite singer. Maybe you can see him. Maybe he or she also can see you, so you can feel very happy.
Yeah. Sometimes you can. Get the odd photo.
Yeah.
From this, your...
It's very hard.
Yeah, very hard. Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. This is colleague from Saudi Arabia. Hello, colleague.
Hello.
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 First of all, do you like music?
Yes, I do.
What kinds of music do you like?
Many kinds. But
many kind?
Yeah. But classic maybe.
Classic?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. So who is your favorite composer?
In the classic music.
Yeah.
It's called Umm Kulthum. Yeah, her name is Umm Kulthum.
But look, it's not European classical, it's traditional Arabic, Middle Eastern music.
Yeah. Oh, it's interesting. Wow, we don't know.
What kind of instrument do they play? Does he or she play? A singer or some kind?
She's a singer.
She's a singer?
Yeah, not me.
Oh,
she's
singer. Oh, she's Thai. Oh.
Okay, we have changed the topic. And what do you think about the UK singer or singer group?
For example, U2 and Trin or Beatles.
The Beatles, maybe I like to listen to the Beatles songs.
Okay.
Yeah, but you too, I don't know.
Could you sing a piece of a Beatles song?
No, I'm sorry. Not at the moment.
Maybe.
Yeah. Okay. Have you been to any music concert?
Yes, where? It was in Egypt, in Cairo, which is the capital of Egypt, and I liked it.
Which pop kind of music?
I don't remember. It was the
pop music.
Nearly, yeah.
Nearly?
Yeah.
No, I know in Saudi Arabia you have some pop music, you like rap, but you use your own language.
In Arabic.
Yes, very funny sound for me. So. Yes.
How do you know? Have you heard it before?
Many Saudi Arabian people are interested to me, and in our countries, many students, they are studying in abroad. Yeah, they are usually listening to this music.
It's my turn to ask you. Did you like it or not?
I like it because it's very funny sound for me. I don't know this context. Yes.
The meaning, I think. We don't know the meaning.
Yes.
But your own language has special accent, so in connect with music, it's very special.
Very
interesting.
Okay.
Okay, I think.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Coco from France.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello. You like music, don't you?
Yeah. Yes, I really
what
like
kind of music you like?
I like quite everything, but I like reggae, rock, or I mean, I'm not. It's not like I love one kind of music. It's like I love one artist or another artist or something.
Have you joined any music band?
Yes, maybe the Kooks, the Clash, something. Mm-hmm. You know.
So when you join the band, do you play instrument or you
no, I'm not,
singer?
I'm not playing an instrument.
Vocal?
But I'm singing.
Oh, really?
Can you sing, please?
Yeah, just a little bit of piece of music.
No.
I think it's a very good chance to release your...
No.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so...
Okay.
Je t'emmerde.
Okay, I will change another type of question, okay?
Yeah.
Would you let your children be a musician?
Yes.
I think yes, but in the meantime, I would like they try to keep the, to keep doing studies in the same time to... I mean, like, I love music, I'm singing, and I really love it, but I want to study because I know music is difficult. It's difficult to find a job in the music area.
Even if they want to be a rock and roll musician?
Sorry?
Rock.
Yeah, even, I mean, it's just like, you don't know if it's gonna work or something, so you need to have a second plan to be sure. So I think yes, but they have to keep doing the studies.
So if your children want to study in a music college, you don't want your children to study?
I don't think so.
Okay, and when you were a child, did you want to be a singer or musician?
Yeah, it was a dream, like, you know, like when you were a child or something. But I was too scared to do something, really.
So, who is your favorite singer you want to
or, I don't know, there are too many to can say, or I don't know.
Okay, so, what do you think about the UK singer or singer group?
I don't know, it's just like mythic. It's just mythic. Like something in the history of the rock. England is very important, so it's like, it's a little, you know, like the Beatles, it's just...
Queen.
Yeah.
Yes, okay.
So I think you like a lot of like pop music. How do you think classical music? Someone think classical music is boring. How do you think?
I don't think it's boring because it's the beginning of the music. I mean, it's just like, it's the base of everything. So I played piano when I was very, very young, but just for 1 year. I didn't like it very much, but I mean, sometimes I'm listening classical music because I find it's just the beginning of the music. So
yes, I know. Practice play piano is very hard. It was very hard.
It wasn't the piano. It was, you know, when you play piano, you have to learn, how to read a partition or something,
yes.
You know.
Yes.
And I just hated that. It was just so boring.
Yes.
So I stopped it, and so I stopped the piano.
A lot of
well.
Basic knowledge you have to know. Yes, I think.
I wasn't brave enough.
Yes. So yeah. So when was a child, my mom tried to me stand sit in front of piano, but I couldn't. Just 5 minutes. I want to finish. I want to play.
Yeah.
I think it's very hard. Thank you. Thank you for listening. For more information or to leave a comment or a question about the show, please check our show note at budwellroad.podmatic.com.
Okay, this is 100 Anniversary Budwell Road Podcast. Today, we are invite some great person. Jeff!
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, Jeff.
Yes, we have some question. Do you know Nicky, who is the greatest and most famous musician in the universe?
Nicky.
Nicky, yes.
Nicky who?
Musician.
No, I don't know. Who's don't Nikki?
Know? You don't know?
No. Nikki who?
No, he in front of you.
I think it's Nikki Huang. Okay. Next.
Nikki Huang.
Nikki Huang, yes. I think okay.
Means no one.
Nikki Huang.
Nikki Huang. My family name is
you. Oh, sorry.
No, it's okay. It's joking. Yeah, just a beginning.
He's Tai Chang.
Nikki Huang.
No. Okay, next we can ask. In your opinion, if music disappeared in the world, what would happen?
I accept what Jazzy said from her perspective, but I think that that music is very important. It's part of the arts, and often music and mathematics, for example, go together. A lot of mathematicians and physicists like music and play music, and there's something similar with the patterns that you get, especially in classical music, but also in pop music. So I think it is a very important part of the arts, and without music, and in films, for example, you watch a film, a lot of the emotion is provided by the music, the soundtrack, and so without music, a lot of the emotion and a lot of the kind of more abstract pleasures would go. I think it would be a great loss. I think we need music, definitely. Mm-hmm. Yes, I agree with that.
Do you agree, some opinion, they say the Mozart music can improve your baby's IQ or something?
And there are somebody, they are when studying, if they listen, it's more better.
I've heard those... I've heard that. I've read articles about that. But since then I've heard that maybe further studies have shown that maybe it isn't true. That it's a myth, really. So I'm skeptical about that. I think that people would like to think that classical music improves your baby's intelligence, but I doubt it. But maybe any music could do that.
Any music.
Yeah.
Okay, next question. Do you agree that most rock and roll singer take drug?
Maybe at some time they do, but I think it hurts their performance and their art. I think it's bad for them to do it. And I know that Frank Zappa?
We don't know.
He was an avant-garde rock musician, and he trained a lot of young musicians, and he was very kind of like Lou Reed or something, but he refused to let any of them take drugs. If he caught any of them taking drugs, they were out. He wouldn't let them continue because it was so hard to learn to play rock and roll well that you couldn't do it with drugs. Maybe there's some exceptions, like in the Rolling Stones, but
probably some rock and roll singer they want to find the freedom. They take smoke and they
drum. It can be with like with reggae and so on, and I think they do, especially when they're younger. But if you look at the older rock and roll musicians, like in the Rolling Stones, after the concert, they don't get drunk. They'd like a cup of tea.
Oh really?
So I think it's. They like us to think that they have this lifestyle, the rock and roll lifestyle. But the rock and roll lifestyle is going to kill the music after a bit, I think. But
yeah. So like peer pressure.
Yeah, peer pressure. Yeah, but also like with musicians and with the artists and writers, do they all have to be crazy to do good art? No, maybe it doesn't help. Maybe Vincent van Gogh, if he hadn't had all the psychological problems, maybe he would have done more and lived longer and produced more art. We think that you should be crazy to be a great artist, but maybe...
Just very creative. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hana dul, micro test 합니다. 1, 2, 3.